USA Radio News.
Major news outlets are projecting that Joe Biden will become 46th president of the United States. Fox is projecting after a victory in the state where Biden was born put him over the 270 electoral votes needed to win. With Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes, Biden now has a total of 273 votes. Before becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, Biden served as vice president under former President Barack Obama. Throughout his campaign, Biden had argued that the soul of the nation is at stake and has promised that he would seek to heal a country fractured by Trump's presidency. Biden also carried Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Biden was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and sought to contrast his working-class roots with the affluent Trumps by casting the race as Scranton versus Park Avenue. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
While Joe Biden wasn't making any claims to a victory in the presidential election Friday, he did continue to urge everyone to remain calm and patient and talked about the work that needs to be done.
We have serious problems to deal with, from COVID to the economy to racial justice to climate change. We don't have any more time to waste. The purpose of our politics, the work of the nation, isn't to fan the flames of conflict, but to solve problems.
Gilbert Guerra and Luis Perales write that the 2020 elections prove that nobody owns the Latino vote. They say after 4 years, Trump made more inroads with Latinos than with any other group. Early exit polls show that he improved his 2016 performance in key states by 11 points, which may have anchored his victory in Florida and contributed to a convincing win in Texas. Trump made dramatic gains that most did not predict. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The elections did decide a few things, like the legalization of marijuana in a handful of new states and a broad stroke approval of drugs in the state of Oregon. Tim Berg has this special report.
Oregon became the first state in the country to decriminalize possession of hard drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and meth, in small quantities. This brings the state's drug laws in step with the world's most lenient countries, including the Netherlands, Switzerland, Portugal, and Czech Republic. Possession will now be treated like a speeding ticket in Oregon, with violators paying a $100 fine and attending a free addiction program. Kevin Sabat is president of Smart Approaches for Marijuana. As far as what this means, he tells Fox News,
"It's a great day if you're a drug dealer, and it's a great day if you want to legalize heroin, because that will be the next step. They started with marijuana, then they're going to legalize all drugs. This basically takes all the teeth out of getting people treatment, even though it was touted as treatment over incarceration. So I think a lot of people thought they were voting for treatment, and I don't want to be putting people in prison and clogging jails, but this doesn't even expunge your record if you want a second chance. It's really a dream for those who are drug dealers and those who want to basically use with impunity, and I think that's just a bad move."
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo predicts the state's budget shortfall will spur marijuana legalization in the Empire State. For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.